Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
U.S. Attorney for the Western District, Scott Brady. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm well, although I have to say, watching the beatdown of our beloved Steelers last night, I thought that we were putting a close on 2020 and we could kind of put that in the history books. And then 2021 does not seem to be starting out so great.
No.
I don't know what was going on last night.
2021 can only go uphill from here. Regarding the last first 11 days of the year. And I want to say you and I have something in common, because when I worked in Baltimore, I walked into the kitchen one day and saw a job posting on our board. It was my job that the boss had posted, and I didn't know about it. Turns out it was just a contract tool that they were using. And I survived for at least a year before they let me go. But something similar came out on Friday. U.S. Senators Bob Casey and Pat Toomey are accepting applications for your job.
Yeah, and that's expected, Kevin. You know, I think when we talked last time, you know, when the administration turns over, they replace both the U.S. attorney and the U.S. marshal. It's really rare in each administration. I think of the 94 U.S. attorneys that were held over from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. Only one was kept. And so that was expected. And both senators worked together on a merit-driven process where they have leaders from the legal community. You know, people submit an application, and obviously you're going to be a Democrat, though I think Republicans are probably able to participate as well. And then that merit process then allows the senators to evaluate the qualifications and then choose the best man or woman from the job. And so that's a great process. It's the process that I went through when I was selected, and really has been in place between Pennsylvania senators since the days of Hugh Scott. So absolutely expected, absolutely appropriate. And, you know, again, everybody wants the same thing. We want someone who's qualified, who's apolitical, who will keep us all safe.
Okay, and people who have had your position in the past have gone on to do great things, senators, governors, et cetera. What are your plans right now? Do you have it sort of ironed out?
Not ironed out, no. My plans for now, look, I'm going to run through the tape, right? That's mm-hmm. how I was raised. I'm going to work as hard as I can to keep the people of Western Pennsylvania safe. I know that sounds like a pat answer, but it really is the reason why I love this job so much. I get to, you know, wake up every morning and put my uniform on, as it were. It's a suit. But lead a group of exceptional men and women whose sole purpose every day is to put bad guys away.
Yes,
and keep our neighbors safe and love our neighbors. So that's what I'm going to do. As long as I have the job, I'm going to just work my tail off to make sure we keep everybody here safe.
Yes, you and your office have done a tremendous job, and I appreciate the work that they do every day. They are unbelievable. The Federal Bureau of Investigation seeking our help in identifying some people who were guilty of the unlawful entry into the U.S. Capitol last week. They want people to, if they have photos or any information, to call the FBI. How closely are you and your staff working with the FBI on last week's insurrection?
Well, we have been in touch with the FBI and the leaders of the FBI from Wednesday, really. The special agent in charge of the FBI, a guy named Mike Chrisman, And I talk all the time. We talk every day. We spoke that night. We spoke the next morning. We stayed up late. All of our teams are activated. And look, you know, what we saw on Wednesday and our response as the Department of Justice, it's similar to what we saw this summer. Completely different bases, you know, not trying to analogize the two at all, but from a law enforcement perspective, from a rule of law perspective, we have a vast majority of people engaging in First Amendment protected activity. And the Department of Justice, we work every day to protect people's First Amendment rights. We cherish those rights. But there is a small group of people who will use the cover of peaceful protest and lawful assembly in order to incite violence. And that's what we saw on Wednesday. And what we saw on Wednesday was not patriotism. It was anarchy. Mm-hmm. You know, the storming of the Capitol and the destruction of property and attacking, you know, federal officers and Capitol Police. That was incredibly troubling. And from a rule of law perspective, we're working with the FBI to identify people who may have broken federal law, who have traveled there to incite violence, to engage in a riot. And we've already charged people. The Department of Justice has already charged 18 people. We continue to identify people who may be from Western Pennsylvania who, again, traveled to D.C. to engage in that riot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the number is 1-800-CALL-FBI or FBI.gov. Is the FBI's, if you have information. And I was sickened by, repulsed by last week's events. And, you know, I too saw some similarities to what happened over the summer. Politicians were quick to condemn what happened last week when it was hitting close to home for them, the seat of our government and democracy. But over the summer, a lot of them were criticized for not saying anything when the peaceful protests turned violent because of a few instigators as well. Some of those people had charges dropped against them, some of the people who burned and looted businesses over the summer. Was a precedent set over the summer because of that?
Well, again, you know, what the district attorney's office does is completely separate from what our office does. Uh-huh. We have not dropped any cases or charges that we brought. You know, as you know, Kevin, as your listeners know, we moved aggressively when there were people who were lighting Pittsburgh police cars on fire, who were attacking the mounted police officers, who were attacking, you know, by throwing bricks. Like, those are federal offenses. Those are federal crimes. All during a riot. And so we came out aggressively and we prosecuted people aggressively. And again, the rule of law means nothing if it doesn't apply to everyone. From my perspective, what we saw on Wednesday, the same situation, again, where people step over that line from peaceful assembly and protest into unlawful conduct, inciting violence, engaging in violence, attacking police, that's a crime and our office is going to prosecute it. So from my perspective, you know, we're going to look at these folks and we're going to investigate and prosecute them aggressively.
U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We were speaking about the FBI earlier. Someone from our region, I believe a University of Pittsburgh student, has been harassing or is accused of harassing or suspected of harassing FBI agents. What's the latest with that?
Yes, Khalid Mia, the case we charged last week was a former, he's not a student at Pitt anymore, but when he was a student and then even after he left the university, was engaged in a pattern of cyber stalking and using the internet and social media to identify and really target and harass federal agents, including FBI agents. He's a young man, and this is all public, Kevin, a young man who was steeped in ISIS propaganda. You know, we found beheading videos. We found, you know, a treasure trove of ISIS information on his laptops and the things that we searched. We found photos of homemade IEDs. Like, this is a person with a threat profile that is very problematic. Someone that we have been watching for over a year and investigating for over a year. And then what he engaged in recently was ramping it up very aggressively, specifically targeting not only FBI agents, but also their family members, driving through their neighborhoods, posting videos, posting photos, biographical information of spouses and children, again, under federal law, you can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. You can't use interstate communications, social media to threaten and harass and intimidate people. And Mr. Mia was doing that. We charged him last week. He was taken into custody and was detained by a federal magistrate judge because the judge found that he poses a continuing threat to the community. So he'll have his day in court to explain what that was all about. But we did charge him, and we think, again, Western PA is safer because he's off the streets now.
Thank you, sir. U.S. Attorney for Western District here in Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, thank you very much. And thank your office, because your office is great. They're always so responsive to any of our questions that we have and any of our calls that we make to your office. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us on KDKA.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you. Stay safe. And again, people I know are disappointed with the Steelers game. Only 36 days till pitchers and catchers report, so we have the Pirates to look forward to.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!